Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Ben, thanks for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing those. 844-236-6010. If you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to speak to Frances Tone at the bottom of the hour. She's the author of a book, What Every Good Lawyer Wants You to Know. She is an expert in integration and the art of action. We'll be talking to Francine at the bottom of the hour. Francine's got a very inspiring story. I absolutely love inspiring stories on The Bright Side. I love inspiring stories anyway. And we'll talk to Francine at the bottom of the hour and take your calls in our next segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. If you'd like to speak to a real live person, excuse me, also ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can start a home-based business and be part of the billion, multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business that's exploding before our very eyes, and understandably so. Why is nutritional supplementation exploding? Why does almost everybody in America have at least a multivitamin bottle in their medicine cabinet or kitchen cabinet? It's because nutritional supplementation works. Even the medical model understands now that vitamin D and vitamin K and protein and low carb and taking care of your blood sugar using nutritional supplementation is an important part of good health. Even your average doctor understands this now. And wasn't that way 20 years ago? When I started talking about nutritional supplementation with Longevity 20 years ago, when I started talking about nutritional supplementation in the 1980s, that's when I really started becoming a preacher of nutritional supplementation, if you will. It was alternative. There weren't health food stores everywhere. You were a health nut if you were supplementing. The world has changed, and it's changed. The world of nutrition has changed because nutritional supplementation works. It flat out works. And I can think of no better business to be in if you want to help people and you want to make a difference and you want to be promoting a product that changes people's lives than the nutritional supplementation business. And Longevity makes it very easy to do. And in fact, if you sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, I will make it easy for you to do it. I will help you personally build your business. Call 866-735-2470 if you want more information. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, 844-236-6010 is our number today. We'll talk to Francine Tone about her very inspiring story. She's an attorney, an author, a speaker, and a devoted mother, and a surfer. And she actually talks a lot about integrating, mastering life integration. The bright side is most importantly about having a good life. And having a good life, having a high-quality life, having a successful life, having an effective life, having a happy life, ultimately, that's what it's about. Everybody wants to be happy. Ultimately, everything we do to try to get happy. Think about everything you do in your life. It's all to be happy. And having a happy life doesn't, for most of us anyway, doesn't just fall out of the sky. It requires a strategy. It requires a protocol. You have to do certain things. You can't just wake up in the morning and have a great life. You have to do things. You got to take care of the physical body. We talk about that all the time on this program. Taking care of the physical body, that's absolutely critically important. Taking care of your physical body. But that's not all. It's not all about nutritional supplementation. Having an effective, happy life is not all about nutritional supplementation. It's not all about a diet. As important as these are, it's easy to be misled and believe that all we have to do is be a carnivore or vegan or eat a lot of fiber and we're going to be perfectly healthy. That's not how it works. When I see somebody who gets benefits from nutritional supplementation, for example, and then all of a sudden their benefits or their results plateau, they don't get any more benefits. Say they're taking niacin for their blood pressure. Their blood pressure's high. And they're taking niacin. Their blood pressure will drop, but then it'll kind of stay steady. Or they'll lose weight. They start a nutritional supplementation program, they lose weight. But then they won't lose so much weight. The weight loss will stop. They'll plateau. Likewise with blood sugar. Likewise with any health marker. You plateau. You stay the same. You don't improve. Whenever that happens, I know that somebody is not focusing on the other dimensions of health. They're only working physically. And while physical strategies can absolutely be helpful, we talk about it every day, and it's very important to take care of your physical body. We have other bodies as well. Just like we have a physical body, we have a mental body. We have an emotional body. We have a spiritual body. And just like our physical body eats food and digests food and metabolizes food, our mental body and our emotional body and our spiritual body eat and digest and they metabolize as well. Our mental body eats and digests and metabolizes ideas, concepts. You have to have healthy ideas, healthy concepts, if you want to have a healthy mental body. And if you want to have a healthy life or an effective life, you got to have a healthy mental body, like you have a healthy physical body. And likewise with feelings. You have to have healthy feelings. Your mental, your emotional body, like your mental body and your physical body, eats feelings, digests feelings, metabolizes feelings. If you have feelings of rage and anger and resentment and hate, you are going to have a toxic emotional body, just like if you eat potato chips and McDonald's, you'll have a toxic physical body. And you have a spiritual body that eats and digests and metabolizes too. And that's why connection to spirituality or spiritual things or higher dimensions, whatever you want to call it, God, Christ, Buddha, whatever. You have to have correct spiritual nourishment because your spiritual body eats and digests and metabolizes like any other body. And all of these bodies also have a stress response. And they respond positively to exercise, controlled stress, controlled wounding. Mental laziness is when you don't want to have mental stress in your life. When you don't want to confront ideas. You don't want to have new ideas. You don't want to incorporate new ideas. That's mental laziness. When you just watch TV and you just take information in from CNN or MSNBC or Fox News and you don't read and do research. That's like McDonald's. That's like a physical body eating McDonald's. And you end up with a weak, flaccid mental body. Now, most of the people listening to this program, and there's not a lot of people listening to this program, because on this program, I feed you meat and potatoes. I feed you protein. I feed you nourishment for your mental body. And most people don't want nourishment for their mental body. They'd rather have McDonald's. They'd rather have cotton candy. They'd rather have CNN. They'd rather have somebody tell them what to do. The vast majority of people want to be told what to do. They don't want to do their research. And you hear somebody who's promoting vaccination because their doctor told them to do it. That's somebody with a lazy mental body. That's somebody who's with a mental body that's weak and flaccid. You guys aren't like that. That's why you're listening to this program. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll get your calls in just a sec. Francis Tone will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about what every good lawyer wants you to know. But more than that, we're going to talk about how to have a good life. We're going to talk about mastering life integration, the art of action. Francine is a multi-talented woman. She's not merely a lawyer. She's a surfer. She's also an author and a speaker, and she's a devoted mother, and she has got a very inspiring story, and I always love listening to inspiring stories. I try to share inspiring stories with you guys on the bright side. Inspiring means in spirit, inspiration. It's when the spirit comes into you. To be inspired is to be have the spirit, the magic, the force, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what to call it. It's just a thing. It's a force. It's the force. That's what Star Wars is all about. It's the force. And being inspired is being imbued and saturated with the force. Magic. I love that idea. There's a strategy to having a good life, and part of it is understanding how to assimilate the force. It's not the force. It does not just come in through food, but certainly it does come in through food. Food carries the force. Supplements and nutrients, vitamins and minerals carry the force, but so do thoughts, so do ideas, so do concepts, so do feelings. All of it is all important. We have a physical body, we got a mental body, we got an emotional body, we got a spiritual body. All these bodies eat and digest and metabolize. They all need nourishment. They all respond to stress. They all respond positively to stress in the right amount. Stress always has to be balanced with rest, controlled stress, controlled wounding. That's what Nietzsche meant when he said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And just like exercise, just like eating right, and just like supplementing, just like relaxation is important for the physical body, it's important for all of our bodies. A good life doesn't just happen. You've got to have a strategy, a recipe, a protocol. I don't know how to bake, but if I have a recipe, I can bake the best chocolate chip cookies in the world. The same chocolate chip cookies that the best chocolate chip cookie chef on the planet can make. I can make them too, even though I don't know how to bake, if I have a recipe, if I have a strategy, if I have a protocol. I first learned about this idea of strategy from Anthony Robbins. Remember, I read a book a long time ago. I read it in the 1980s called Unlimited Power, and it completely changed my life. And he said, if you can see what other people who are successful are doing, and you can imitate them, if you can break down the steps that successful people have, and then take those steps, you'll be successful too. Now, it turns out there's a little more than that, but that's a great start. What is the recipe for having a great life? What's a strategy? And you start off by writing it down. When I'm in the laboratory and I'm making something, I'm in the lab every day making something, either a medicine or a skincare product or a nutritional product, I'm formulating every day. And before I formulate, I have an idea first, it's something I want to do, and then I put it on paper. I write it down, how much sucrose laurate I need, how much ascorbyl palmitate I need, how much fulvic mineral solution I need. I write it all down, and then I formulate. You got to start off with a strategy. You got to start off with a recipe, but that's not enough to have a strategy. It's not enough to have a recipe. You need to have the right tools. You need the beakers. If I'm in the lab, I need beakers. I need a mixing spoon. I need a mixer. If I'm baking chocolate chip cookies, I need an oven. I need a cooking pan. I need the flour. I need the chocolate chips. You got to have the materials to take advantage of the strategy. But it's not enough to have the tools and the strategy. You've got to know how to apply the tools to take advantage of the strategy. How long do I cook the? Do I bake the cookies for? How long do I leave the cookies? How long do I mix the butter with the sugar? How fast do I mix the butter with the sugar? There's a certain technique that you have to apply. You have to know how to apply the tools. You have to know how to apply the technique to the tools. And the beautiful thing is, once you have a strategy and you have the tools and you know how to apply the tools, you will always get results. That's all you need. Strategy, tools, application, results. I call it the STAR system. Strategy, tools, application, results. And you can use that to get anything you want in life. Start off with a strategy, gather the tools, learn how to apply the tools, and you will get the results you need. You can use that to make $1 million. You can use that to get a great relationship. You can use that to have a great job. You can use that to have a great life. Strategy, tools, application, results. I call it the STAR system. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's see what our friend Dorian has to say. Good morning, Dorian. What's up, buddy?
Hi, good morning, Ben.
How you doing?
Everybody. I'm doing well.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Proceed, my friend Dorian.
Iron toxicity and how to free the body of excessive levels of iron.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand what you're saying here. Excess iron?
Yes. How do you free the body of that? Because it can cause itself in fatty tissues of the body, and it can cause disease, major diseases.
Excess iron is definitely an issue. Excess iron is an oxidant. It's a pro-oxidant, and it's associated, excess iron is associated with all kinds of health challenges. A couple things about iron. First of all, there's two types of iron. There's iron that comes from plants, and there's iron that comes from meat, if you will. Most iron, it comes from meat, or the good iron, I should say, not most, but the good iron comes from meat. That's called heme iron, H-E-M-E, heme iron. Then there's the plant iron, and also synthetic iron, like iron supplements, is non-heme iron. By far and away, the best form of iron is the kind that you get from meat. Although, there is, you can get iron. It's not great iron. It's not as good as meat iron from vegetables. That's true. Beans, for example, are a source of iron. Green leafies can be a source of iron. But the best iron is going to come from meat, not from tablets, not from caps, supplements. And I don't even like people using iron supplements, although, you know, a lot of physicians will recommend it for people who have anemia. You've got to be careful with iron. If you want to enhance iron absorption, if you want to get iron from more iron from your foods, take vitamin C. Also, vitamin A can help increase the level of iron in the blood. But vitamin C is really important. Vitamin C and vitamin A, we'll say. And then there's the problem of too much iron, as you point out. And too much iron can be an issue, absolutely. But when you think about too much iron, you want to think about mostly not handling iron correctly. And the most important reason why we don't handle iron correctly is because of liver disease or liver problems, fatty liver. The liver secretes chemicals, molecules, that help the body utilize iron and absorb iron and store iron. When that iron is not, when that chemical is not operating as it should, when the liver's not working as well as it should, that's when you run into iron problems. So most iron problems come from taking the wrong kind of iron, that is supplemental iron, that's not handled well as well by the body, and then also or it's actually absorbed much quicker than food iron, and then also a liver issues. If you want to lower your iron, the best thing to do is work on the bowels and the intestine. That's another reason, by the way, why iron can build up is if you're constipated, and a lot of people are constipated. So making sure that you're using fiber, taking care of the microbiome, that is the bacteria in the gut, using probiotics, probiotic supplements, and having regular bowel movements, and you're not constipated, is very important. Fiber can also act to tie up iron, to chelate iron. And then speaking of chelation, you can also use you can also get chelation therapy, and that may help you get rid of excess iron. Also, of course, donating blood is that's a standard way that people tend to lower their iron. But the most important thing is, in my opinion, is work on your liver, stay away from iron supplements, and try to get your iron from food as best as possible, and try to get that heme iron, which is absorbed much more slowly than nutritional than supplemental iron. All right. Thanks for your call, Dorian. Appreciate it. And that's all the time we have for this segment. We'll talk to Francine Tone in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The head of Haiti's National Police announced Sunday that officers arrested a Florida man accused of masterminding the killing of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. Dan Naraki reports.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested.
Officials in Florida are reporting more manatees have died already this year than in any other year in Florida's recorded history, primarily from starvation due to loss of seagrass beds. 841 manatee deaths were recorded between January 1st and July 2nd because of an outbreak of toxic red tide. USA Radio News.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the 4 systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
CPAC, a conservatives convention, took place over the weekend in Dallas, Texas. President Trump was the keynote speaker and had some harsh criticisms for the current administration.
Who would have thought this could have happened? Even Bernie Sanders is saying, I never thought this could happen. He's mild by comparison. In a matter of mere months, Joe Biden has brought our country to the brink of ruin. Right here in Texas, we are the epicenter of a border and migration crisis unlike anything anyone has ever seen before in the history of our country. At the same time, they have totally obliterated your energy industry. I told you.
Mr. Trump suggests disinformation from mainstream media is one of the biggest threats in America.
The Democrats know their policies on crime are so unpopular, so radical, so crazy. They are now trying to pretend they never led to defund the police movement in the first place. Disinformation. We never said defund the police. You know who did it? The Republicans did it. That's what they do. It's called disinformation. How about Russia? Trump had to do with Russia. He loves Russia. He loves Putin. He loves everybody. Turned out to be the Democrats, right? After 2 years, they figured, gee. And after a while, people actually believe this stuff. But now they're saying defund the police. Well, we didn't say it. It was the Republicans. All disinformation. You have to be wise to it.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up if you missed a program or you want to review a topic. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com and sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you simply want to get your products at the wholesale price, hit the join the team link at brightsideben.com. Also my blog, pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got join the team links that you can click on as well as the longevity products. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health challenges, acne, psoriasis, even just dry skin or aging skin, hyperpigmentation, or for the prevention of post-surgical scarring. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, and they all work, and they work amazingly well, as you can tell if you check out our 4- and 5-star reviews, thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreview.com. They come in every day. I just got one just a minute ago. Been using Truth Treatments, 5% retinol, transdermal C serum, biomimetic mineral mist, hyaluronic mineral hydrator, and AHA energizing mineral exfoliator for a year now. I keep reordering them because they really do work. My face is brighter, smoother, and less lines. That's from Marie R., verified buyer. They're all up at, all our reviews are up at truthreviewed.com, and you can purchase Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Francine Tone is an attorney. She is a surfer. She is a mother. She is an author. She is a speaker. She does all kinds of stuff, and she's got an amazingly inspiring story. She's the author of one of her books, anyway, What Every Good Lawyer Wants You to Know. Please welcome to the bright side, Francine Tone. Good morning, Francine.
Good morning, Ben. Thank you very much.
And thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for sharing on the bright side today. Appreciate it very much. So you got an awesome, inspiring story. I don't want you to bring up bad memories or anything, but your story is so inspiring. Share a little bit with us about what you had to deal with, and then we'll talk about how you dealt with it and what people can do to overcome adversity in their lives.
Sure, I will start out by saying it took me many years to be able to talk about my story in a way where it doesn't now bring up terrible memories as I'm telling my story. But it started when I was 5 years old. And just imagine, I'm living in Japan. And if you've ever been to Japan, it's summertime, it's hot, it's humid, you know what that's like. Mosquitoes buzzing in the air. And I'm out there with my friends. And all of a sudden, they circle around me and they start screaming, "Your mother is dead, your mother is dead, your mother is dead." I'm 5 years old. And they start running home crying. So into the kitchen, well, my mother's fixing dinner, and she says, "What's wrong?" And I said, "They're saying you're dead." Well, that night, my parents sat me down, and I found out my mother really was dead. She died when I was, my real mother died when I was 1 year old. My biological father left, never to be seen again. And my mother was Japanese, and my father was a Caucasian American, and I was born in Japan. And when he left, my mother was passed away, so I lived with my Japanese grandmother. When I was 5, the couple who sat in front of me had adopted me. But at 5, I just thought my parents had come home to pick me up, and it turned out they were my adopted parents. And, you know, at first I remember feeling really terrible that my mother had died and what was going on with my life. And even at 5, it was confusing. But my parents sat down and told me, you know, you were special, we chose you. So I went home, I went to sleep that night saying, pretty special and reassured. And it was just a few weeks later when I discovered how special I really was when my adopted father came into my room. It was nighttime, I wasn't asleep yet, lights were out, came in quietly and began touching me in ways that I didn't understand. And of course, you know, as you grow up, through that, you start to realize, you know, this is terrible, this is wrong, and you instinctively know that there's something wrong. I was told to keep my adoption a secret already. Now I'm told to keep what's going on a secret. So I grew up till I was 20 years old holding on to these secrets. And I would say I kept that being molested a secret for many, many years. And my husband of today, I was married to him nearly 20 years before I told him, and it was only because everything started pouring out of me when my adopted father passed away. And he was confused. And finally, I just burst out in tears and told him what had happened. And he's the one that encouraged me to go to therapy to deal with it directly. But that was how my life started.
So how did you wake up? What made you say, did you just hit bottom? Or what made you turn it around or at least want to do something about it?
You know, it's funny because I think I actually started doing something about it when I was just 5 and a half, 6 years old. And my first thing I did was I realized that during the daytime, with my time, And during the daytime, I would go out to the playground, and I would get on the monkey bars, and I began obsessed with the monkey bars to become better than the boys. So that's what I did. And I didn't know then, I know today, that that was something I did that saved me, that I could focus in when things, that when the bad thing wasn't happening to me, I learned that I could control and have good things happen in my life during those other times. And I took advantage of it. So at six, it was the monkey bars. But over a lifetime, it became, you know, beating the boys in the swim team and getting the best grades or the best grades to get in school. Whatever it was, I learned tenacity and focus at a very young age. And so that if I focused my mind.
Go ahead. If you focus your mind.
Yeah, when I focus my mind on something, then I could just channel out, take things out that was bad happening around me during that moment, and then take advantage of that.
Now, at what point does compensating kind of cover up for trauma as opposed to helping you deal with it or kind of dismantling it?
Yeah, I think that one of the biggest problems is that I had all that trauma that was going on, and I kept it kind of in a bubble in my brain. And when you do that, there's the danger of what happened to me when my adopted father died, is that the bubble comes open. And so I think that if you have trauma in your life, don't do what I did. I just, focused in it, and I was able to develop all sorts of things in my life. But that bubble did burst. If you have trauma, go to therapy sooner than later, because you can still do anything else that I did in my life, but getting past that trauma, dealing with it directly, is going to even accelerate your ability to be more successful sooner. And
right, so,
more successful, greater, I think.
All right, we got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about this idea of therapy and how you can actually take advantage of therapy without going to therapy, or if it's possible to use the techniques of therapy without actually going to therapy. And then you have this really interesting thing that you talk about. I was watching one of your videos where you talk about the one strategy that you use to be able to have a great life and to be able to work and be productive and still spend 3 months a year surfing in Hawaii. I want you to talk about that when we come back. All right. Francine Tone is with us. I'm Pharmacist Ben Moore with Francine Tone, author of the book What Every Good Lawyer Wants You to Know, on the Bright Side, right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer,
It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Francine Tone, attorney and author and speaker. What every good lawyer wants you to know is her book. Francine, before we went to break, we were talking about this idea of therapy, getting therapy. Is it possible to get the essence of therapy at home, or do you actually have to, on your own, I should say, or do you have to, like, actually go to therapy?
You know, I think there are a lot of things you can get by doing things yourself, because I did, before I went to therapy, I actually did a lot of things in my life in order to be successful and move through life and move forward and upward. And one of the things that triggered me was when I was 8 years old, I finally came to the United States for the first time, and I began watching the Perry Mason Show. And, you know, I'm a lawyer, and every lawyer has watched the Perry Mason Show, but my approach to the Perry Mason Show was different than a lot of other people's. I watched it because I had nobody to trust and no one to turn to. And every week somebody was coming to him saying, you're the only one I can trust. You're the only one I can turn to. And so Perry Mason became my role model. And over time, I decided I want to grow up to be Perry Mason. And that's why I became a lawyer, to be the Perry Mason for everyone else, because I knew how horrible it was not to have someone to trust or turn to. And so I became that person for my clients. And that was a therapy, being able to rechannel and put whatever you're experiencing on its head and reach out to help others. That itself is a therapy, where you take your focus and put it on other people instead of kind of becoming a victim yourself.
Is there a danger that you become a kind of a martyr when you do that?
There, of course, there is a danger, but I think it's that you have to look at the world and say, what can I do to leave the world a better place, as opposed to, woe is me. And I think that's the martyrism comes from still a victim mentality. And I remember when I was a teenager, every night I would go to sleep thinking, you know, maybe I'll kill myself and just be done with this. But what kept me from doing that was a part of my brain said, no, I'm not going to be a victim of my circumstance. What can I do next to make my life better? This is not how I'm going to live the rest of my life. And I knew that. And it was, what can I do next? What can I do next? And it was about reaching forward, reaching outward to help other people, as opposed to thinking about myself internally. And that was a driver my whole life.
I love it. And so the idea, what prevents you from being a martyr is the attitude of, I'm not a victim, as opposed to doing things for others while you're still a victim.
That's correct. I believe so. Yeah.
All right, so you do so many different things. You've got so many different interests. You're an author, and you're a speaker, and you're an attorney, and a surfer, and a mom, and all. You work on yourself, apparently. You spend a lot of time working on yourself. How do you integrate all of these things?
You know, one of the things that I discovered was I call it the watch that does you no good. And this this is another story, trauma story. So I have a son, and is the best thing that's ever happened to me was having this little boy. And when he was 24, he was an Air Force Academy graduate. He was a pilot with a world just out in front of him. And he goes to New Zealand on a ski trip, and I get that horrible call that no mother wants. There's been an accident.
Oh,
and they tell me they don't know if he's dead or alive.
Oh, my gosh.
I fly, you know, all the way to New Zealand. I'm in California. I fly all the way to New Zealand, and I get there. And the doctors tell me he had a severe traumatic brain injury, and he's going to be a vegetable the rest of his life.
Oh, my God.
And... yeah, and it's like, this is a, you know, horrible thing. No mother wants to hear this. No parent wants to hear this.
Hmm.
And I'm in New Zealand, and I told him, I said, well, I understand your prognosis, but that's not what's going to happen. And they got so mad at me because they go, you need to prepare. I go, you know, the beginning of the journey is not when you give up. That's when you go after and assume things are going to get better. And, yeah, maybe you won't, but that's not the time to give up. Well, he didn't end up as a vegetable. Long story short on that, he actually has fully recovered. But during his rehab, we were at the hospital when we came back to the United States. He's in a wheelchair. He's still pretty messed up in his head. He still can't talk very well or walk. He's still in severe rehab. And I come in, and he's flexing with something on his wrist. And he says to me, I asked him, what's going on? What's wrong? He goes, Mom, they gave me this watch that does me no good. And what he's, to a brain injured person, he had a monitor on his wrist that would cause the alarms in the hospital to go off if he left the ward. But to his brain injury, it looked like a watch, it felt like a watch, so it must be a watch, but there was no face on it. So it was a watch that did him no good. And we chuckled about it, but that became kind of a line we used whenever we got stuck in something that did us no good.
Mm. And like a watch with no numbers.
Right, a watch with no numbers. And we all have so many watches in our lives with no numbers.
Mm.
And
that's great.
We start putting things on our plate, and we don't know how to get rid of them. So now your plate is full. And what that happens is it sucks away your time, your energy, and now you're so busy, you don't have time for yourself. You don't have time to do the things that you want to do because you look at your plate and it's full. And what people look around, I talk to so many people, and they want to go, what else can I do? What else can I do? Add to my plate to make this go away. And I'm like, no. We need to get rid of stuff on your plate. That's what a watch that does you no good does. Is it eliminates the stuff that's filling up your brain bandwidth. Because I noticed that with my son, as he was rehabilitating, was we had to clear out his bandwidth so he could rehabilitate his brain and rewire his brain and not fill it with a bunch of junk that just got in the way. And I realized we all do that. We have a brain full with so much stuff that it's like rush hour traffic in there. And we need to get on an open freeway.
Do you think it takes courage to do that? Like you have to trust sort of that what you're eliminating is not going to be important.
Right. So you start small. You don't start with the big things. You know, sometimes what you need to get rid of is something big like your job or your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't start there. You start with little things. And just an example of something so small. My husband makes some of the best sandwiches in the world. And one day my son's fully recovered and life is really good. He makes this wonderful sandwich. He leaves it on the counter. I walk by, take a bite out of it. And he turns around and he says, hey, you took a bite out of my sandwich. And I turned around and I said, hey, that's a watch that says you no good.
That's great. That's great. So you guys use that. You guys use that on each other to help each other out?
All the time. That's just the line we use. And he rolls his eyes and he kind of chuckles and he walks away.
All right.
And it's that idea of getting rid of those little tiny things
I love it.
That bug us,
yeah.
Right? And and then it clears your brain bandwidth. It's like, okay, don't put that on the plate. Leave it off. And then there's
That's
little
great.
Things. And so one of the questions I ask myself is, one, does it bring me positive energy, positive pleasure? Does it add to my life? And if the answer is no, then I ask, is it necessary? Because there are some things that are necessary that we don't always like. But if it doesn't bring you pleasure and it's not absolutely necessary, why have it? Get rid of it.
I love it. And I'm going to use that. That's a new metaphor for me. Watch with no numbers. That's awesome. All right, so listen, we have about a minute, and I would be totally remiss, and I would be totally bummed out if I didn't ask you and I didn't get an answer to one strategy that allows you to live this full, active, and a very helpful life for helping the world, making the world a better place, and still go surf in Hawaii for 3 months a year. What is the one strategy?
It is that strategy, the watch that does you no good. Because when you start getting rid of the watches that do you no good, and you start getting rid of some damn big-size watches, your brain bandwidth clears out so that you have got the energy and the time to focus on the important things. And you start, after you do this, it becomes a habit. So you're able to understand and see all the watches that do you no good, little and big ones. And when you add, when you recapture that time and the energy, you get freedom.
Mm. So and look for watches.
When I focus,
go ahead.
When I focus on whatever I'm doing because my brain bandwidth is clear. It's not cluttered.
All right, so we've got about 30 seconds here, and thank you so much. It's been very inspiring and very enlightening. For kids who are dealing with the kind of stuff, not exactly, of course, but trauma, victimization, that kind of thing, what do you have to say to them?
Try to find somebody they can talk to, even if it's a school teacher, a coach, or another parent, a friend's parent. Find someone to talk to. Don't keep it a secret, because secrets will eat you up from the inside. Don't keep it a secret.
Do you have any ideas for teaching? Well, we're just out of time. I hope we get you back on, Francine. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. And thank you for turning your lemons into lemonade. Beautiful stuff. Francine Tone, thank you. Have a great day. That was Francine Tone, her book, What Every Good Lawyer Wants You to Know. And it's much more than just about lawyering. It's about being inspired and about having a great life. Her website, by the way, is FrancineTone.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.